You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
Josh was rushed into it either way. It's not like they had time to develop Josh. He was kind of thrown to the wolves because Nathan Peterman threw up a dud or five and a half. But
Brando.
If Eli Manning can beat an undefeated New England Patriots team, then I can do anything that I want in this world. Like, I, you know.
And Pat.
Well, to quote Rage Against the Machine, what better place than here? And, you know, what better time than now? But,
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with Pat and Brando. You can find us on Twitter at NotBuffPodcast, part of the Buffalo Rumblings multimedia extravaganza, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How you boys doing?
It's good to see you guys. I feel like it's the longest that we've gone without seeing each other in a year almost.
Yeah, it really is, because we recorded both of the last episodes on Monday.
I know everybody loves summer when it comes up, but for me, right, I love my job. School's out. I love hockey. Stanley Cup happened. I love football. Dog days of summer. Lacrosse done. Basketball done. Everything's done. There's no sports. The College World Series, high school baseball was on today on ESPN, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess that means we should be outside, but I also played like the worst round of golf of my entire life today.
That's what I was going to say. It's different when you're good at golf compared to when you're bad at golf.
Now, Brandon, see, like, you think you're bad at golf, but you're really not bad.
Oh,
if you saw
greatest.
My scorecard from today, I cut everything at triple bogeys. So
a lot of triples.
Yeah.
I had the best round of my life.
A lot of
last
more
weekend.
Than triples that I just wrote down as triples.
Nice.
So,
nice.
But Patty, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, boys. Happy to be back. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah. I had a pretty rough day today, but it's good to hop on with you guys always. And hopefully we're not the only vice that you guys have out there if you are having a tough day, because...
Yeah, if we're your only vice, something's got to give.
Right.
You got to find another vice.
If you're sick of watching high school baseball on ESPN and you're like, you know what, maybe I'll turn on those guys on Not Another Buffalo Podcast. We apologize that it has come to this. But if this is your... if this is your first time listening to the podcast for that reason, welcome. You know, usually we have more to talk about, but it is the off season. So,
I would say double vice if you can. Honestly, that will probably give you the most exciting experience. But so combine us with your other vice, and I can guarantee you the show will be funnier. But anyway,
that's true. That's very true. That is good advice. Don't combine vices and drive though. So
I think especially with our topic today, I think it would be. It would be funny. Like, you could be sitting in a bar talking about what we're about to talk about.
That's true. This is a barroom topic. So anyway, Chris Sims tweeted this out over the weekend. And I think it's worth a little bit of discussion at least. So a good fit for a short episode here. But he released his rankings for which quarterback and coach combo would win in a barroom fight or an alley brawl, if you want to say that. And so he has every single coach and quarterback combo ranked 1 through 32 of who would win in, you know, these barroom fights. And I think it's interesting to rank them 1 to 32, right? Because there's definitely some intricacies that might creep in, like when you're looking at matchups here. So
like Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence, like 32.
Right. I think this is ranked as this year's coaches. So that would be Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. So
two backup quarterbacks.
I don't know if that helps. Maybe a little bit less kicking in there. but all right. So I want you guys to take a stab at the top five here.
Well,
all right. Just hit me with who you think is number one.
Tanny and Vrabel got to be number one, dude. I would not want to fight either of those guys.
Oh, I didn't even think about those two yet.
If Tanny and Vrabel aren't number one, this list is broken.
Pat, you are correct. Tanny and Vrabel are number one.
I'm glad.
Listen, I'll take Josh and Sean over Tanny and Vrabel on my back every single day, 10 out of 10 times.
Josh McDermott Allen would be on Josh's back just to be head-to-head with Tanny.
Sean McDermott is a wrestler, and I think you could give Sean McDermott Ryan Tannehill and Josh Allen Vrabel, and that's how you do it. That's the matchup, and we win 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with you on this one, Brandon. You know, and you and I usually have very opposite takes when it comes to things fighting. But I mean, that's in the animal kingdom. So when it comes to humans, I guess we're on the same
Buffaloes page. Buffaloes are going to stomp on Titans.
That's true.
Physically, the real creatures. No, that's funny, Pat, that you just sit down and
when you were saying that, all I could think about was like Vrabel used to thump dudes back in the day. I mean, he had some soft hands too. But like, I mean, Mike Vrabel is like, I don't even know, multiple time Pro Bowl linebacker. So
yeah. And he doesn't mess around, and he's no chump.
All right. But. So Brandon and I were joking. Brandon's like, you know, just watch Pat hop on here and rattle off the top five. So Pat, you want to take a stab
in 30 seconds, Pat,
you want to take a stab at number two? Who's all number two?
Well, McVay Stafford got to be up there.
McVay's really? Not a big dude, and Stafford's much more of a,
well, maybe Carson Wentz, Ron Rivera, because both are large dudes as well.
You know, Carson Wentz is not going to fight for his teammate, Ron Rivera. Everybody in the locker room hates him.
I can give you the positions where those guys clock in. Wentz and Rivera is number 17 on this list, and Stafford and McVay are number 18.
Really?
Hitting middle of the pack here.
What? But
number two is more obvious than you think. Don't overthink it.
John, can I guess one here?
Yeah, go for it.
Dan Campbell and Jared Goff.
That is number three.
Dan Campbell is the GOAT. Yes.
Good guess. Yes. Okay. That's number three. Number two. Hit me with number two. Don't overthink it.
I can't guess because I know the answer. Because this was the one that I guessed before the show started.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Pat, hit me with number two. Don't overthink it. Oh, is he actually frozen?
His face is frozen in like the thought.
Has he been frozen like that the entire time? All right, so Patty is back with us. We lost him for a second there. He was gone a little bit before we realized answering that. So I think we were still trying to decipher number two here. So Pat, hit us with number two.
Did your brain break help you figure this out?
Well, I mean, I think that MCDC, I think a lot of it's got to be former players and players that are badass. I mean, granted, Jared Goff, I don't know. I feel like he'd be a slapper in a fight. A throat puncher, perhaps.
Definitely. Gives me slap vibes in a fight. But Dan Campbell's a bear enough for two people, so.
Yeah. What about Lamar and John Harbaugh? Where are they on this list?
That's number five.
Okay. All right.
Number five. It's got all right,
former
number two.
Players.
Number two. Not that far from home.
All right. Well, so it is Josh whirling around Sean McDermott like a figure skater.
Like a figure skater? What?
Can you not see that image in your head? Him just like twirling around with McDermott's ankles in his hand, like doing like a helicopter thing.
I see more like chicken fight style, like McDermott.
Yeah,
no,
chicken fight
shoulders.
Would be amazing as well.
That's great. Yeah, Tanny on Vrabel's shoulders for sure, and McDermott on Allen's shoulders. All right, so number four is going to take a second to guess because it is not a very imposing quarterback. It is 100% head coach.
What is it, like Lovie Smith and Davis Mills or something?
Nope. Lovie Smith and Davis Mills come in at 16.
All right. Non-imposing.
Oh, I got it.
Which
got
honestly
it.
Might be a little bit low. I mean, I guess Lovie's a little bit old, but Davis Mills with that neck, I mean, I feel like he's up pretty high.
Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson.
There you go. Number four.
Oh, come on. Robert Saleh, yes. But Zach Wilson, I feel like, wimp. I feel like, absolute wimp.
I think I'd put Lamar and Harbaugh. I'd probably flip those two.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson would beat the crap out of Zach Wilson.
Right. And you got Harbaugh in that same class as McDermott. Like, just defense, tough as nails. Like, you're not getting anything.
And he's like a trash talker too. I feel like I would just be so intimidated. I guarantee you, like Lamar and you know, Harbaugh would just talk me to the point where I would just be like, hit me. Like, I obviously don't even stand a chance.
That's funny. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this. It wasn't Chris Sims. Chris Sims shared it on his Twitter. That's where I saw it. It's actually Ahmed Farid who originally made the list.
They do the show. They do a show together.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. It was Ahmed who came up with the list. So this is his thing. I didn't want to miss giving credit to him.
So can we guess the bottom five?
Yes. That's what I was going to do next. Let's hit 28 through 32.
I have a question. Do Todd Bowles and Tom Brady come in the bottom five?
They don't, surprisingly.
Well, Todd Bowles, I mean, was a beast in the NFL as well, though. He's an all pro safety. So I feel like you couldn't really,
I think he probably carries him up into the upper tier, right? Into the upper third of teams.
Yeah. They're at number 11, which I feel like is giving Tom Brady too much credit because plasticity and, you know, all that stretchiness really doesn't really help you in a barroom brawl. And, you know, I know Tom Brady would never be that close to putting alcohol on his body.
Yeah, what about, what's his name? Zach Martin and Joe Burrow.
Zach Taylor.
Or Zach Taylor, I'll be all right.
Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow come in at 13, which I would say is too high, too. Like those
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. I feel like Joe Burrow, he's from, I mean, just like we say that people are from Florida, Joe Burrow's from Ohio. So, like, you know, like, I feel like they don't mess around out there.
Bottom five choice, Sam Darnold and Matt Rhule.
Darnold and Rhule clocking at 20.
Okay.
How about, it's gotta be Reed and Pat Mahomes are probably bottom three.
That is number 30. Bottom three. Good
Belichick
call.
And Mac Jones, even though Mac Jones is from Florida, even though that's like automatic plus three barroom skills, like at birth. I don't think that they gotta be like bottom five as well.
This is one of my biggest gripes with this list. Those two are number 19.
Really?
Bill Belichick and Mac Jones are number 19?
Yep.
Are you serious?
That's trash.
I wish I could give you like the full list of everyone that's below them.
Well, it's crazy. Like Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels would not be very intimidating in a fight either. But
I would still take them over Mac Jones and Bill Belichick.
Okay, so Carr and McDaniels clock in at 26.
All right.
What?
So that's why they're both little guys. Pete Carroll and whoever the heck is out there probably are pretty low too, because Pete's pretty old.
Well, if it's Geno, we already know he can't take a punch.
He already can't take a punch, yes, true. He's already won too many.
All right, quick trivia. Who punched Geno? What's that guy's name?
I.K. Ekimpala.
There you go. We mentioned him on an episode like two episodes ago, I think. All right, so Smith and Carroll come in at 31. So we got two out of the bottom three.
We got to have Daboll and Jones in the bottom here.
Jones and Daboll are at 14.
Okay. I don't know about that, but
I don't know how good of shape Brian is in, but
This is where I'm curious about.
Oh, Mike McCarthy's got to be weighing down whoever he is with, because he's just like Jabba the Hutt looking like
Prescott McCarthy. All right, 21. It's a little bit higher.
I feel like Frank Reich also is like terrible in a bar. He's probably never been in a bar.
Frank Reich and Matt Ryan give me this like Southern Western cowboy style. They walk in with their cowboy hats on and they're like,
yeah, matching
chaps.
Let's
draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
27.
All right.
Okay, we're getting close. Tell me where Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
True. I feel like they're not high on the list. Jimmy doesn't have to fight.
All right. So in this situation, they're actually picking Trey Lance and Shanahan. So some disrespect heading out to one of the Pat's fan favorites there, Jimmy G.
Yeah, we'll see.
10 out of 10 times I'm taking Trey Lance into a fight over Jimmy G.
I agree. Trey Lance is like, he's like Josh, dude. Yeah, they're just. Like,
then they're higher on the list than they're probably in the upper 20s or lower 20s, late teens.
They're in number 9. Lance and Shanahan at number 9.
Oh, Kyle Shanahan's a little dude.
Yeah, he's a little dude.
It's true.
Okay, let me think here. Brandon Staley and Justin Herbert are probably relatively high up there, so that's a bad guess.
All right, Pat, think about coaches whose faces you hate and have said on the show.
Who I hate as coaches.
No, you didn't say you hated him as a coach. You just said you hated his face.
She was hate.
Which I don't know. I don't know if that's worse than hating them as a coach or.
Well, it's the guy in Miami. I can't think of his name. Mike, or was it Mick something?
Tua and McDaniel clock in at number 32.
True.
Really?
Bottom of the list. Wow.
All you got to do is kick Tua in the hip or the ankle, and I'll just knock it back up, really. Like,
where do Lovie Smith and Davis Mills fall?
Number 16.
16.
Wow.
Well, they had to give him something to get excited about this offseason, right? So, you know.
All right. Do you want
to? How about Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury?
I was just going to tell you where they fall. Wait, okay. First of all, tell me where you think they should fall.
They should fall number 32. Thank you, Brandon. Cliff Kingsbury's a wimp. Kyler Murray's a wimp. I don't think they beat anyone. Unless
15.
He's got a baseball bat.
They got him at 15 on this list.
Oh my God.
What?
What? If I wanted two dudes to tell me about cryptocurrency day trading, I'd ask Cliff Kingsbury and maybe one of his associates out there in the Sunshine State or Arizona.
No, Cliff Kingsbury would be the guy that's like, yo, you lay a finger on me, I'm going to sue you. Yeah. And Kyler Murray is there with the baseball bat to run away.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. He gives me like Jordan Belfort vibes, Cliff Kingsbury. But... what about where's Darnold and Rule land? Did you say
Darnold 21? And Rule were at 20?
All right, now what about Hackett and Wilson, because they are not really
23.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think Russell Wilson's doing anything.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he wants.
He's
to
like,
do
hit
anything.
Me and I'll just lay in my cryogenic chamber. It doesn't even matter. but
Herbert and Staley at number 10, Brady Bowles at number 11. Mariota Smith at number 12 for the Falcons.
I mean, that's fair. I feel
Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Yep.
Arthur Smith's a big dude. What about
that's just about everybody.
What about how's Jameis stack up?
Jameis Winston and Allen.
Dennis
Allen. 24.
Really? I feel like
Dennis Allen must be a really short dude because I feel like
Jameis Winston has got some good stature. And from Florida again. So, you know, he already...
What about Nick Sirianni and
I feel like Jalen Hurts should be up there on the list. I would take Jalen Hurts over a lot of these dudes in a
Hurts
fight.
Hurts and Sirianni are number 8.
Okay, good. Okay. As they should.
That's pretty
good.
Fair. But yeah, having Brady in the top third of this is kind of hurting my brain a little bit.
What about Matt Eberflus?
True.
He and Fields are at number 6.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
carrying that because Justin Fields is a smaller dude.
Yeah, but Fields demonstrated he could take a beating like no other last season. So, you know,
that's offensive line. Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Well, if you guys have any conflicting thoughts on this, be sure to let us know on Twitter. We'll make sure we retweet this so you can insert your opinions here. But, that's funny. So Pat, you want to hit us with some quotes to finish off this abbreviated episode of NABP?
Yes. With him, every day is a new D's nuts joke. This is a softball.
Oh, Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox, yeah.
Yep.
Dawson.
What a guy, though. I mean, that's such a great work environment. I mean, obviously not in most work environments can you have those types of jokes flying around.
That's a great work environment. Well,
but like anyone, if you ever go to work with someone and they just have like some good humor for you, anyone that has that person at their job, like loves them. I mean, it just makes your day go by so much better if you have someone that gives you a cheesy joke. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, Brandon, do you prefer like Mighty Taco or Wendy's?
Well, I did go to Taco Bell today. and Wendy's destroys my tummy, so I'm gonna take Mighty.
Damn it! So you don't like Wendy's nuts drag across your face?
I love Wendy's, man. I love Wendy's very much.
Extra mayonnaise. All right, so I gotta fava beans.
Maybe a vanilla frosty.
My guy, I got a contract extension at 1-23 midway through the season. I wanted to go public with it, but this organization didn't want me to. I got a contract extension with a record of 1-23 midway through the season. I wanted to go public with it, but this team didn't want me to.
The guy for the Browns, Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, that's nice. Correct. Good. Good guess. I was going to say there's not a lot of people who have went 1-23
and gotten a contract extension.
This was like a huge thing because he was like, they incentivized me to tank. So they gave him the extension after
he tanked. Interesting.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of
Miami situation going on there.
Yeah.
But
he actually got paid for it.
Yeah.
True. All right. I got one more. I'm technically the utility guy on the field. Whether you need a plumber or an electrician, man, I'm here for you.
Jake Plummer.
I wish Jake Plummer.
That's not a bad guess.
The goat of mediocrity.
Ryan Tannehill is the patron saint of mediocrity, right?
Yeah. Well, they're both pretty much the same player, just whatever, a couple of years.
I think Tannehill's better, though. Tannehill's better than...
So I'm technically the utility guy on the field. Whether you need a plumber or an electrician, man, I'm here for you.
Isaiah McKenzie?
You would think. I mean, that's a good guess.
Is this a current Buffalo Bill?
No. This man is from Shaker Heights, Ohio. Went to the same high school as Mr. Scott Miscudi. Went to the same high school as Kid Cudi.
Oh. Okay. AFC or NFC?
AFC.
Oh, shoot.
You all probably... effing hate this guy.
Oh, is it Jarvis Landry? Julian Edelman?
No. You would think so. This guy has a brother.
That current Jarvis. Or retired?
Current.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. I'm technically a plumber or an electrician that will probably not finish the job because I'm from Florida, would be the quote. No, I'm kidding. So I'm... thinking how I could describe this without complete. He's a large person, very large, massive. His brother plays in the NFL for the Eagles. He might've just retired from Shaker Heights, Ohio. Has a last name that could be a first name.
I love those clues, Pat.
Played football at the University of Cincinnati Bearcats.
You know, that doesn't help us. give me just a second. I feel like I'm trying to remember a set of offensive line brothers.
Well, his brother is on the offensive line, but he is not.
Right. Fletcher. Oh, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce.
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Jason Kelce is his brother for the Eagles.
Yeah. Look, there we
go. That was a good clue. Really. It took me a second, but that was good.
Good finish, Sean. That was good.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's what she said. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys know where to find us on Twitter at NutBuff Podcast.
It's after dark.
It is after dark. It's very after dark. It's been a long day. So, but thank you guys for listening and hanging out with us. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. We've been trying to break 1,000 followers for about a year now. So we'll get there when the season starts, maybe. Who knows? But nearing episode 100, too. So thank you guys for sticking with us sending us your nice comments, because we definitely wouldn't have made it past, episode 15 if we didn't get some positive interaction. So thank you guys. But all right. Well, I'll see you boys on Wednesday. And if you're listening to this, you'll hear us on Friday. So until then, go Bills.
Go Bills.
Yeah.